John Herdman is head coach of the Canadian men's national soccer team, and we're very pleased to be joined by John Herdman. John, thank you so much for joining us. Look, when you took over this team, I think a lot of us thought that there was going to be, that there was going to be an emphasis on youth. I mean, I remember when you coaching the women's team, you know, as my friend John Molinaros pointed out, your line, and I've heard it several times, if you're good enough, you're old enough to play. Let me ask you this, though. What tells you when a teenager is ready to take that next step before we deal with this, just in a general sense as a coach? If you're looking at three players, three different degrees of advancement, what tells you which player is ready to take that next step? Is there a skill? Is there a mindset?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all of it. I think a critical part of this, Jeff, is the culture you create. It's crucial that the players come in to a culture where they feel enabled and supported. I think that's the first thing. So, you know, I feel a lot of young football players never really progress to that next level because the inherent culture in the men's game tends to be an oppressive culture where it's survival, dog eat dog, and people, particularly young players, unless you're very, very unique, struggle to perform in those environments. I think the environment we create provides the likes of Liam Miller to come into Mercia in New Zealand and be at his best. And I think that's probably the biggest start, that you get that foundation right. And then you can see under those conditions, you know, how the player responds to, number one, the tactical aspects. And I think a lot of our young players are coming in more tactically aware with a higher tactical IQ. And that's because of the academy work that they get, and they've been in proper academies now for long periods of time. But that X factor comes down to, you know, will they bring all of their gifts, their abilities during the 3 or 4 days of training? And that's what we've seen with the likes of Jonathan David, Liam Miller. You know, they were able to bring everything they had on those days, and there was no holding back. And then when they bring everything, you start to see how they impact the current professionals that are there. So, for example, I'll give you Liam Miller in Mercia. We put him up against three different fullbacks, and he terrorized every fullback he played against. I mean, that was the exciting thing about him. He literally was able to come up against a fullback with speed, a fullback with, you know, a smaller, more agile fullback. And we tested him and give us a very clear indication, one, he has the mindset to go in and give this a real good effort. And number two, he had the competency tactically and the sort of character we were looking for as a winger that fits that profile. So, and I think there's a simplicity here. I mean, me and you could stand on the side of the field and, you know, maybe I've done 30 years or 15, 20 years of coaching, and you've done 20 years of 30 years of watching football. You know, we're not going to be too far off in our assessments either. I mean, there's not a massive rocket science to this. You know, a player goes on and beats a fullback three times in a row and gets three crosses off. You know, it's pretty clear that, you know, there's a readiness there. Whether it's sustained and whether they can continue that is the next question. Mm. And that's something we have to ask of these teenagers.
You know, when I look at this team, And I'm not necessarily looking at the 8 goals, but I think, you know, people who've watched this team have noticed that we seem to be developing players with a little better touch than we have in the past. Is it a generational thing? Is it a coaching thing? Was it always there? And maybe we being, you know, Canadian soccer just didn't have enough confidence to sort of let the reins go and let these guys have at it? Or what explains this sort of sudden, you know, the Kyle Lawrence, the Jonathan Davids, you know, guys with some touch, guys who can score goals? Because in the past, you know, we used to think of the Canadian men's team, lots of diligent work, lots of physical play, and no goal to go for it. But it seems to be different.
Yeah, some of this is generational. I think, you know, at times that there's a crop of players that come through, but you have to give some kudos to the work that's been done at provincial level, the work that's been done in the clubs, the work that's been done in the MLS academies, as well as the work in the academies. There are academies in Toronto, Vancouver, around Canada, where there is a genuine focus on technical development. And I think that there's been a genuine shift across, you know, the world, the globe, in countries like Canada, New Zealand, where I worked, or the UK, where people are trying to develop that number 10. Mm-hmm. And that's been happening for a while now. You know, it's always been the case. So, you know, what you might argue is some of the DNA, the defensive DNA that Canada has always boasted, has started to slip away because, you know, there's been a real commitment, I think, from clubs to develop centre-backs that play out from the back, you know, looking for that really attacking player and trying to promote an attacking style. I see that, you know, my boy players in the youth system here, you know, I see it. You know, clubs are trying to play the right way and the foundation, I think, stronger. I think players are getting better coaching, that there's a more formalised approach to bring players to the professional game. And we're reaping the rewards of that. So some of it's timing. And then when you come into the that we create, we look at the context of the game. And you know, the context of the game was we knew we were coming up against a deep block. Mm-hmm. We knew that team could make history if they beat Canada, so they were very motivated, and we wanted to be more motivated than them by making our own history. And that was, you know, a very clear goal that was established right at the end of the week, that they want to make history, but so do we, and we'll have more purpose and motivation for this game than them. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that come into this, but I have to say, I think our system with MLS and provinces and private academies, they've all combined to produce better players.
One of the things that I think is really noticeable about this group too, John, is you've got some complementary players. I mean, it's great to have attacking options, but if five of them do the same damn thing, there's only so much you can do. But I get the sense, a guy like Jonathan David, Lucas Cavallini, to a certain degree, I get the sense there's kind of a complementary element at work here too. You know, the guys can play off each other as opposed to sort of getting in the way of each other.
Yeah, and I think that's an ingredient of the Canadians men's national team that could take us really far. And that's the thing that excites us. There's a humbleness about the group. There's a hungriness about the group. And I feel like they've surrendered their egos. You know, it's a big part of what I was introducing in this first camp in Mercia, the stages of team development that I expect the team to move through. And stage one is a team that's full of ego, that, you know, are a group and not a team. I think we're already up that ladder. And a lot of it's down to, again, the DNA of Canadians. You know, the majority are humble guys who've had not easy experiences in their football careers, so they really respect the work that's gone in for people to get to this level. And with that, you know, you see it off the field. While we've still got a lot of work to do to get us up to that stage five of where I want to see the team, you know, we're moving, and I think you see that on the field. There's a humbleness that players will move for and with each other. And they'll make those unselfish runs to open space for each other. And that was part of the training. You know, I've been clear to the group that, you know, that group of front five players, that they're going to move more than any other group of players in CONCACAF. We've set that as a target every game. We will not move more defensively anymore. That's part of what I expect. We'll move more off the ball when we have the ball. So, you know, they're buying into that, and that's where you might have seen some of that fluidity in the game. It was nice to watch at times.
Well, I don't know how often you're going to use the 2-5-3, but that indication as well that there's, you know, you're sort of, you're letting the reins go a bit. And I mean that in a good way.
Well, I think I've said to the group it's going to take a year to bed down the tactical framework. There's a very deliberate way that I'll be playing with the group. There are very clear metrics around the different moments of the game, so everyone's accountable. And I've said it's going to take time, but at the same time, every game will adapt to the context, which is what the opposition are putting in front of us. So, you know, to play that way when we get into St. Kitts and it's an away match on a dodgy pitch, and, you know, the last time we went there, it was a nil-all draw. You know, we have to adapt. You know, we'll adapt our structure, we'll adapt our approach, our mindset to each game. And I think the players are starting to see that there's a very deliberate approach to this next 4 years, where this CONCACAF Nations League actually gives you a staged approach to play harder matches, mm-hmm. where our identity has to become more resilient. So I think what I've enjoyed about the group is the open-mindedness. They, you know, there's a lot of new concepts, and cognitive load is heavier on these players, but they're embracing it.
John, we're going to let you scoot. Appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Continued success, my friend.
Oh, cheers, Jeff. Thanks again.
All righty. That's John Herdman. He's head coach of the Canadian men's national team.